you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. So glad you've joined us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about how great it is being 50 plus. Yeah, if you're 50 or older, we're going to talk about it. Also, we're going to be talking about, since I got a couple of calls this week about stroke, so we're going to cover that topic. So we got part one and two of stroke prevention, and we'll see if we have any time after that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayers, you know, and all of America praying for righteous leadership, praying for wisdom and discernment among the American people as they embark on voting for a new leader. And I pray God's will be done on that. But of course,
back.
Now, Frank, it's not time for the quacker yet. Did you hear the quackers? I heard the quackers. I heard them in my headset. Ducks. Well, anyway, I'm praying I'm lifting up prayer for this nation. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and you'll never, ever regret spending time with the Lord. So I hope you mind the time and it grows short. And without further ado, okay, Frank, let her rip. Let's do the quack. Okay. All righty. Great fun. Well, first up in the quacker, let's see what we got. Here's a new study. Ooh, who did this study? Researchers, of course, but let me see. I'll get into the whole thing in a minute. But they did a new study on countries with the highest vaccination rates and the highest infant mortality rates. And they found that wealthy countries that require the highest number of vaccines for children under the age of 1 year of age also had the highest rates of death for that age group. This is a study that was conducted by an independent scientist and research group called the Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. Their findings were published in the Journal of Human and Experimental Toxicology. This was back in 2011, so this is not new information, but it was, I guess, buried information. The study stemmed from the recognition that while the U.S. vaccine schedule has more vaccine doses than any other country, the U.S. still ranks 34th among the nations in terms of infant mortality. So the study, the researchers defined a vaccine dose as an exact amount of vaccine or drug to be administered. Thus, triple vaccines like your DPTs or MMRs would be considered three vaccine doses, since three drugs are being given at the same time. In the United States, the current vaccine schedule calls for 26 vaccine doses before the child is 1 year of age. So they divided the countries into different groups, depending on how many vaccine doses that the kids were required to have by age one. Was it 12 to 14 doses, 15 to 17 doses, 18 to 20, 21 to 23, or 24 to 26 doses? And what they found was is the countries that required 12 to 14 doses, they had better or lower infant mortality rates. But the countries that had 21 to 23 or 24 to 26 doses, those nations had the higher infant mortality rates that were given to infants on an average. More vaccine doses, researchers said, equated to more infant death. So they considered it over vaccination of children. So, 2011. And now it's, 5 years later. Nobody's done anything about that. Moving along on the quack report. Oh, this is interesting. Washington State University researchers, guess what they found? They say your skin cells can walk to heal your wounds. Didn't know that. They said skin cells typically spend their entire existence in one place on your body, but according to their research, they have seen cells will alter the proteins that hold them in place in order to move to another area to repair a wound. So with better understanding of the process behind cell movement, scientists are trying to manipulate and enhance wound healing to factor in more quickly. So they said wound healing is a deficit for people that are diabetic. They have those ulcers. So they're hoping to figure out how they can manipulate the cell protein to help their wounds heal faster. But it's not the protein that's the problem. Okay. Diabetics have ulcers that don't heal because their blood is dirty. It's laden down with too much sugar and debris. You got to clean the blood and then the wounds heal pretty well. So they did some pictures. What they did is they used high-resolution microscope therapy, detailed process. They could see the actual cells alter the protein and shift from side to side on the outer edges of the cell, almost like walking on feet. I think that's interesting. And last but not least in the quack report, let's see. You thought the American youth had problems. Well, the European youth have just the same problem. They say 22-year-olds can't do basic things. For instance, I think this is Ireland that came up with this one. They said the high-tech savvy gadget geeks of 22-year-olds in Britain and Ireland They're dunces, they say, when it comes to basic skills like cooking or researching something. They said for 1 in 3 have no idea how to make a roasted chicken dinner. 1 in 5, they said, could not figure out how to put change in a commercial washing machine to wash their clothes. They didn't know how to do that. And then they also didn't know how to change a fuse when the lights went out. 2 in 10 seemed to be baffled by the dishwasher and don't know how to operate it. I wonder if this is just, you know, because they're lazy. They know how to operate a dishwasher. You put the dishes in, you put the soap in, you close it, you turn it on. Anyway, they also say 2 in 10 don't know how to clean a basic oven. I think it's because they don't want to, but okay. They say more than 1 in 10 don't know how to change a bag on a vacuum cleaner or turn on radiators, turn them on and off, or even know how to go register to vote. And you thought America had problems. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Well, I don't know. They're so app happy. Maybe if you had an app for that, you know, they could figure out how to make a chicken dinner. You know, turn on the washing machine, the dishwasher. All right. We're going to be talking how great it is being 50 or older. Yes, it is. It's great. And I'm going to go over how great it is and can be for you. If it's not so great now, just wait. You know, historical accounts of how man has lived over hundreds of years kind of offers us glimpses into how we've dealt with the, you know, health challenges as we get older. Now, we're told that we now live longer than ever before in history. So why are people in their 50s and older concerned about their health? So if medical science is so advanced that it can replace hearts and perform other medical feats, why do we have anxiety and even depression about getting older? So people in their 50s seem to have a list of health concerns that they fear. Some of the fear really is due to witnessing the health decline of others while in the care of medical science. Some of it is the financial costs of healthcare. So what many are feeling is really doubt that medical science can effectively help them, and they won't have the financial means to care for themselves. So notice that with all the medical breakthroughs, doctors seem to just manage disease instead of curing it. And more people are challenging their doctor's advice on treatment plans because the plans are addressing only symptoms of health problems. And there's this whole lot going on when, you know, we become 50. So we're going to check it out and see what we can do to live healthier as we age. And, you know, some people say the 50s are dangerous. Yep. Turning 50, danger zone. Well, there seems to be a trend that people in their pre-retirement years start to think about how they're going to manage after retirement. Now, according to the National Institute on Aging, in 1950, men retiring at 65 were expected to live about 13 years and women about 15. Over 60 years later, those stats have changed, and men are living 17 years after retirement and women 20 years. So that means they're going to need a bigger retirement fund, or they're going to have to work past 65. So according to reports, 1 in 3 Americans, that's a third of America, due to financial demands, have not saved any money towards their retirement. In fact, they don't have a savings account. It is estimated that 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 for their retirement. So the statistics are much worse for women, mainly due to their earning potential is lower than men and due to childbearing. So women being, you know, the helpmate for their husbands, many don't reenter the job force until, you know, if the kids are grown into their 40s, almost their 40s. So for women, there's a 27% greater risk that they will have little to no retirement savings, especially if they're single mothers or divorced. So therefore, as women age and living longer than men, they require more medical care and outlive their retirement funds. So if financial experts tell the men to save 10 to 15% of their annual income for retirement, that figure is a minimum of 20% for women. So can you imagine, you know, taking 20%? People can't even tithe to send in an offering to their church. So can you see them putting 20% in retirement? They don't have the money. Now, an estimated 63% of American women have no savings whatsoever, compared to 52% of men. And according to the National Institute on Aging in 2002, we had 25% of Americans working past 70 years of age and 10% past 80. Yeah, I didn't know that. When I read that, I was like shocked. Well, there's this age gap. So if you take a look at the age gap of the last few generations, we can see a big difference in retirement, which would naturally make some people anxious about growing old. The baby boomers, they're the age group of 55 plus. They're roughly 85% ready for retirement with about $300,000 in retirement. And then one in four of the baby boomers, they'll have more than $300,000 in the retirement bank. Now, the Generation Xers, they're the age group of 35 to 54. They're roughly 50% ready for retirement with about $100,000 in the bank. And millennials, those are the 18 to 34-year-olds, approximately 40% have no retirement set aside, and the rest have less than $10,000 in savings. All right, so let's give you an example. Let's say you're 50 years old, and your average income is about $70,000, $71,000. Your retirement benchmark savings should be a little over $212,000. And the number of Americans in this group, 22% are on track and 78% are behind. They just don't have the funds. If you are 60, and let's say you're making a little over $60,000 a year, your benchmark savings should be a little over $260,000 in retirement, and 26% are on target, and 74% are behind the eight ball. They don't have it. So let's take a look at what we think of when we're 50. According to Dr. Bernice Newgarten, she's a psychologist at the University of Chicago, she says men and women think about different things in their 50s. Men will focus on career accomplishments and the time limits they face, while women may be in the middle of restarting their career after taking time off to raise children. Now, she also said women tend to focus on their husband's health more for fear of becoming widowed and the changes that would bring. Another interesting fact, according to David Gutman, he is a psychologist at Northwestern University, and that is that people who leave school and marry earlier go through the aging stages about 5 years earlier than professionals do. He also says that the 50s present a somewhat subjective time in aging, and people will either see themselves as much younger or older than their chronological age. A strong influence affecting this perspective is physical changes and limitations. Let me read you this quote by Daniel Levinson. He's a psychologist at Yale Medical School. He says, "For many in their 50s, there is this silent despair, a pressing fear of becoming irrelevant in work or marriage with no real alternative in sight." End of quote. And then let's see, Bernice Newgarten, a psychologist at the University of Chicago, she says this, "A focus on fear of heart attacks begins around 50, she says, in many people as men start to die from them in noticeable numbers," end of quote. So, you know, that's in the back of everybody's mind, kind of unsettling, you know. So what we notice, well, turning 50 seems to be a milestone of sorts. We notice changes such as we're not as agile and we have less stamina than we did about 10 years ago. Menopause gets thrown in there somewhere. And then there's the harsher realities of serious health issues, which can arise like bone health, cardiovascular problems, and cancer. Now, according to Dr. David Karp, psychologist at Boston College, he says that for a majority of us, we will mentally surrender to the thought of old age when we experience physical impairment or we become grandparents. Yeah. You know, it takes a while to get used to that title when you become a grandparent. You know, it has to just, you know, you have to warm up to it a bit. It's just, it's different. It's new. It's area that you've never been before. And it's great. It's joyful, but it's different. It's something, it's an adjustment. Now, what are the most common health problems women worry about in their 50s? Well, according to an article by the HuffPost, women in their 50s often fear the health problems their parents or other family members experienced, because women often are the caregivers for elderly parents, and dementia or other cognitive impairment was the number one reason concern for women as they get older. And, you know, they had to take probably care of a parent that had Alzheimer's, and they worry they'll be like that. The other health concerns that women over 50 were chronic internal medicine diseases like arthritis, cancer, or stroke. Now, the most common health worries for men, according to the Research America, men in their 50s worry about health as well. Their top concern is becoming disabled and not being able to function or work. So diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and as well as heart disease, stroke, and cancer were also on their list. Let me read you this quote from, let's see, this is Dr. Gary Small, director of UCLA Longevity Center at Samuel Institute of Neuroscience and Human Behavior. He says this: many health behaviors can lower our risk and protect us against mental decline, such as regular exercise, healthy diet, mental stimulation, and stress management. Good advice. So I want to share with you what I've been hearing, because after, you know, over 15 years in business, it's obvious to me that many people over 50 have concerns and desires to resolve the following health issues: urgency, prostate, cognitive function like memory and focus, immune system health, you know, to protect them from cancer, sex drive, heart health, bone health, muscle mass, and energy. Those seem to be the ones I hear over and over again. And I also hear that they have no faith in their doctor being able to resolve these issues, and they don't want to be on the treatments that put them on lifelong drugs or end up with surgery. So I also am a witness to the fact that improving health starts with the mindset. So when a person decides, no matter what age they are, to implement changes to lifestyle and strengthen their system using medicinal herbs, they reap the health benefits they seek. So they essentially take back their health from a system that just monitors disease without curing it. So when a person wakes up to the fact that doctors really don't care enough about their patients to tell them that what they've studied in medical school and read in journals is garbage, and I have no cure to offer you, only disease management, well, then the patients become their own doctors. That's how it works. I read this the other day, but I think it's just really a good thing to remember. It's a Chinese proverb. It says, the superior doctor prevents sickness, the mediocre doctor attends to impending sickness, and the inferior doctor treats actual sickness. So, yeah. You know, like the Greek physicians, they of ancient times, you know, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, they would teach people how to, you know, take better care of themselves lifestyle-wise, and they didn't get sick, and then all of a sudden, Greek physicians had no job. See? So that's the reason you have disease management instead of disease cures. It's a financial thing. Well, let's talk about an ounce of prevention, because it really can turn out to be a pound of cure. The sooner we address the health issues, the better. So preventing them altogether is ideal. So one main thing I notice is that some people are really fond of bad habits, which, you know, undermine their cure. So, for example, I've had people looking to use natural therapies for, let's say, cancer, but refuse to give up smoking. Now, part of finding the cure is evaluating the lifestyle and eliminating anything that's a threat that weakens the body and invites disease. And people who are not willing to do that will be disappointed in their progress, and they usually convince themselves that natural therapies don't work. So they, you know, they sabotage their effort. So our health status really relies on each of us individually and no one else. No one else. So the sooner we get serious about that, the easier growing older will be. So there are some herbs for any age, really. You don't have to be 50 to use them. So if you are going to be your own physician, you'd better have quality tools for the job. So organic whole food nutrition in your supplements are the building blocks and fortification the body requires to reverse illness or to protect you from disease. So Apothecary Herbs has potent herbal whole food formulas to strengthen bones, strengthen the circulation cardio system, balance and boost the immune system, cleanse major organs, help with cognitive function, reproductive systems, help reduce stress, anxiety, depression, and a lot more. Okay, so just imagine eliminating the burden of medical bills along with the fear of health worries. Just think about that for a minute. Just bask in that thought for just a moment. What an amazing gift, right? And that comes from God. God said herbs are here for the service of man, and we already know he don't lie. He can't lie. So he put these herbs here for you, to empower you. So give Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-885-0277, or you can visit them on the web at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So you can call, get a free product catalog, and if you visit their website, don't forget, check out their money-saving coupons. Click on that green button on the homepage and, you know, get empowered and save money at the same time. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's what it's about, putting the power back in your hands. Hey, and if you're on the website and if you have email and if you want to get empowered each and every week, sign up for the free newsletters under the Books and Newsletters tab. The Health Quest goes out Friday, tomorrow, so you can sign up for that. And, of course, the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday. So they're perfectly free. You can sign up or get off the list anytime you want and share it with family and friends. Very empowering for you as well as who you care about. ThePowerHerbs.com. Sign up today. Oh, I can see by the clock. We've got to take a break. And we'll be right back.
Taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome back to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Just chatting it up with my engineer there. Missed my cue, almost. All right. We're going to be talking about strokes and how we can sidestep this problem. Because these days, you know, people plan for just about everything, but they don't plan to have a stroke. It just kind of comes out of the blue. So if we think ahead and really protect certain, you know, things health-wise, we don't have to worry so much about this threat. So we talked about strokes before, but people are still asking me, you know, what can I do? My father, my father-in-law, my mother, my aunt, they had recently had a stroke. It runs in the family. I'm so concerned. What should I be doing? So let's just talk about it. Every 40 seconds, somewhere in the U.S., someone has a stroke, third leading cause of death. And we have about 150,000 deaths every year because of stroke. And it affects more African Americans than Caucasians. So let's look at some statistics. About 3/4 of all the strokes happen to people that are younger than 65. And the risk of having a stroke after the age of 55 doubles every 10 years. So we have nearly 800,000 strokes happening in the United States annually. So of that, about 600,000 are first-time stroke victims. And strokes create serious long-term disability. So it is estimated that 87% of all the strokes are ischemic strokes, where the clots will block the blood vessels going to the brain or the head region. About 10% of strokes stem from hemorrhages that came from ruptured vessels in the brain itself, called intracranial hemorrhages. And then the other one is the subcarotid hemorrhage, or a blood vessel that just outside the brain in the area of the skull surrounding the brain ruptured, and that's about 3% of the cases. So, and you know, this is one of the concerns men over 50 have, women too, but more because it's the disabling type of internal medicine disease, and they're worried about that more. So are you at risk of stroke? Well, more women than men have strokes. However, men have more strokes than women at younger ages. So if you smoke, or you create, well, you're going to create more blood clots if you smoke, especially in the brain region, and your risk of suffering from an ischemic stroke doubles. Now, if you're a female and you're on birth control, it doubles again. So if you develop arterial fibrillation known as AFib, you have what is an abnormal heart rhythm, which produces more blood clots and brings with it a fivefold increase risk of stroke. So about 15% of all the strokes are caused by arterial fibrillation, AFib. So now, most common risk factor is high blood pressure, according to the CDC and the Heart Association. Other factors which increase your risk of stroke are various kinds of heart disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, a sedentary lifestyle, alcoholism, or drug abuse. Now, with all that said and done, there are some things that you could do to lower your risk, okay, and we'll get to those. Well, one of the interesting things is, in the United States, there's this section called the Stroke Belt. If you live in this region of the stroke belt, your risk is higher. Apparently, it's higher. It encompasses the southeastern United States and the Mississippi Valley. So there appears to be higher stroke mortality rates in this region, and they call it the stroke belt. States with the fewest strokes or stroke deaths are in New Mexico, Arizona, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Kansas, and Montana. So I equate that with, you know, people that are living a more farm or cattle ranch lifestyle, and they're outside more, and they're doing more vigorous exercise. And if you're in the New Mexico region, Arizona, they consume more hot and spicy food, which improves circulation. So the rest of the United States is between Stroke Central and the Stroke Belt. So globally, how does the whole picture look, you know, global-wise regarding stroke? The World Health Organization reports 15 million worldwide suffer from strokes every year. Of the 5 million that die each year, Europe has about 650,000 stroke deaths. So the remaining stroke survivors suffer from disabilities. So that's what typically frightens men over 50 is being disabled from things like this. So what are some of the warning signs? Most common sign of a stroke is a sudden weakness of your face, arm, or leg on one side of the body. The warning signs will depend on which side of the brain is affected and the severity of the brain damage by the stroke. So a stroke can be associated with a sudden headache, or it could be completely painless. Now, some of these younger folks that are stroking out at 40, they'll get a headache and fall down. They'll get real dizzy and fall down. And they just think, oh, I must be overdoing it. And they don't think it's a stroke. And if they don't address it, they won't have the full-blown one, you know. So be aware of these things. If it's not normal for you to have a headache and fall down and get dizzy, real dizzy, then you better check it out. So a stroke can be associated with a sudden headache, as I mentioned, or you can have something that's painless happen to you. Other signs indicate a stroke, again, that sudden dizziness, maybe the inability to speak or understand speech or to be able to read. You know, there's no computing. Things aren't computing. I see the letters, but nothing, it's all jumbled up. And also temporary paralysis or sudden imbalance and vision problems of one or both eyes could also be an indicator. And what does the doctor do? Well, the American Medical Association trained physicians will prescribe lots of stroke and blood pressure medications. They'll put you on aspirin and heparin and Warfarin, anticoagulants, maybe Plavix. We do send out our newsletters on natural therapies for things like this. So people tell me all the time, you know, I signed up for your newsletters and I print them off and I put them in a binder, you know, and they have them in sections, you know, with tabs, like this is heart health section, this is brain, this is digestion. And so it's like an herb course that they are putting together there. So you got some information that's going to be very valuable to you. So a lot of it's diet. If you want to really diffuse your risk of stroke, diet's going to be important. Researchers over a decade ago proved that if you eat more vegetables and fruit, that it helped prevent a stroke. So British research from Cambridge University proved that people who ate fresh vegetables and fruit cut their risk of a stroke or to die from a stroke. A study from Norway stated that men who ate mostly vegetables lowered their stroke risk by 45%, and women cut the risk by a third. A Harvard study showed that if we eat carrots 5 times a week, we cut our risk by almost 70% and protect ourselves from stroke. So it was also discovered that spinach protects us due to the beta carotene. So any fruit or vegetable that offers beta carotene is also going to provide antioxidants to your body. Now, Dr. Joanne Manson of Brighton Women's Hospital, Harvard Medical School, believes that it's the antioxidants that help deter the toxic cholesterol levels that form plaque and clots. So if you add foods that contain natural vitamin A, such as your carrots and sweet potatoes and pumpkin and mango, she says it offers you more protection. But there's new research we'll get into, too, that says that it's not so much the plaque that's the culprit. It's the protein in your blood called the fibrinogen, and we'll get to that. So lifestyle, though, is a big thing. It's a big tool that you have to protect yourself. You have to implement this tool. Your white coat doctor's not gonna. You have to do it. So there's lots of herbs too that strengthen the cardio and help support the heart and protect the brain. If you want to check out some really cool cardiovascular, all organic, whole food herbal supplements, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a cardio section. They have a circulation formula. They have a heart blood pressure cholesterol formula. They have a heart attack pack and an emergency when seconds count. Might want to have that on hand if you can't get to where you need to be right away. And, of course, the lovely hawthorn berries with the flavonoids to protect the heart muscle. But more importantly, protects that fibrinogen protein in your blood system. So when you have that fibrinogen protein balanced in your blood system, your blood does not clump together and cause clots. So there's no really need, in my opinion. If it were me, I wouldn't take the rat poison, the Coumadin or Werfen for clots. I would take hawthorn berries. Now, they also, if you need a little bit more nutrition to help out, the Bounty Food Mix is there at thepowerherbs.com. People like it because it helps them eat lighter. They don't feel as hungry because they're more satisfied with the nutrition and they can drop some weight. So if weight's a factor with your risk of stroke, that's a tool you might want to look at. So all these things give you a fighting edge, empower you. They even have a formula to help you quit smoking called Smoker's Helper. So there are tools here, organic ones. Herbs are here for the service of man. God said that, Psalms 104, verse 14. All right, so give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask for a free catalog. It'll be sent out to you first class mail. And or if you want, you go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on the catalog, and you can download the catalog there to your computer if you want. Give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Okay, so we're going to step in now to part two of blood clots, more empowering information to protect you. We have to launch an impressive defense to reduce our risk of having a stroke, okay? So we're going to take a look at some additional nutritional information that science is already aware of. Modern medicine has already done the research on this and could instruct their patients to help them prevent stroke. You know, so you're not one in 150,000 people who die every year from stroke, okay? Well, we're going to look at vitamin A, body antioxidants. Once again, they think the antioxidants help, and they probably do. Vitamin A provides what they say is an anti-stroke nutrient. It blocks the formation of plaque and clots in arteries. There's a study out of Belgium, University of Brussels. They found that the beta carotene from vitamin A in the bloodstream protects the body from death or disability should you have a stroke. So the study looked at 80 patients who had suffered a stroke and who had increased their levels of vitamin A and beta carotene. And what they discovered is that these patients was that they had less neurological damage and they were more apt to make full recoveries and less likely to die. So the Belgian team of scientists wanted to know why this was this way. And what they think happened was the vitamin A and the beta carotene block on many different levels the damage which occurs on the nerve in the brain cells when the oxygen gets depleted from the stroke. So when you eat foods rich in beta-carotene, it converts in the body to vitamin A. So eat the dark leafy green vegetables like your spinach and your collard greens and your kale, and eat your fruits like your cantaloupe and mango and apricots, all the beta-carotene you want right there. And this is a good thing. Okay, so this is going to protect the nerve ending, the brain cells. And then on the flip side, that hawthorn berries, which protects the blood from clumping clots together, but also protects the heart muscle from damage from lack of oxygen. So there's two pluses right there. All right, potassium has also been mentioned. Researchers in California found that a slight adjustment in your potassium offers you protection by about 40% against stroke. And there were nearly 900 participants in this study, and the research was so precise that researchers were able to pinpoint which patients would become a victim of stroke 12 years later. Apparently, if women skip on getting their potassium, they have twice the risk of stroke than men do. And one serving of fruit or vegetables will offer you 400 milligrams of potassium and reduces your risk of stroke by 40%. Researchers report that the members who consumed 3,500 milligrams of potassium a day did not suffer a stroke at all. If the potassium dropped to 1,950 milligrams per day, the risk of having a stroke, a fatal one, went up. Some of the foods used in the study were they used a quarter of a cantaloupe, half of an avocado, or a baked potato. They also had 10 dried apricots, a tin of sardines, and a half a cup of baked beans. So according to Dr. Lewis Tobin, Jr. of the University of Minnesota, who was the hypertension expert in the study, he says that potassium can prevent a stroke by directly lowering blood pressure. So Dr. Tobin thinks that potassium helps keep the artery walls flexible and protects blood vessel walls from high blood pressure damage. He's absolutely right. And that's why I've often said that when you get a sun-dried salt, a real salt, an organic salt, a non-processed salt, it still has the 84 micromineral elements there for your electrolyte balance. And also, it's counter-regulatory for fluids, doesn't create hypertension, keeps the arteries and veins flexible. And it does have, guess what, natural potassium, also magnesium and some other things you need. And it's all balanced in salt. You know, all those minerals are balanced, completely balanced. So if you look at amniotic fluid, a baby floating around in mom's womb, floating around weightless, like he's in a spaceship, if you will, the amniotic fluid, when they analyze it, is identical to ocean water. So you want an ocean salt. You don't want a mined Himalayan salt. Okay. Himalayan salt can have shale, and that can damage kidneys. Be aware of that. All right, now we're going to talk about how we can improve brain circulation. Some Dutch researchers discovered that certain foods improve the circulation to your brain. Apparently, omega-3 fatty acids that you get in fish like salmon can help prevent stroke or minimize neurological damage from a stroke. The study reported that a test group of men over the age of 60 who ate fish, an ounce of fish per week, cut their risk of having stroke in half for the next 15 years. The same conclusion came out of Japan, where fish is a regular staple in the diet. They noticed that those living in fishing villages had 40% fewer strokes than those who lived inland on farms. So the fishing villagers ate 9 ounces of fish per day compared to the farmer who ate 3 ounces of fish a day. So researchers concluded the omega-3 fatty acids modify blood plasma, making it more clot-resistant and decreasing the likelihood of a cerebral ischemic stroke. Now, you may wonder if you can accomplish the same results with fish oil supplements. According to Dr. William Lanz of the University of Illinois, who tested that theory using animals, he found out that the animals that ate fish oil had less brain damage from stroke. So apparently fish oil can penetrate the capillaries and cells and get rid of that stiff plaque and make them more flexible and counteract that narrowing where in the veins where a stroke can happen. So deformed blood cells and clots are able to, you know, get through unrestricted. So even if you have that problem, less likely to have a stroke. So Dr. Landis stated that eating saturated animal fat makes our cell membranes more rigid and you're more likely to have a stroke. So watch the diet, your biggest tool to prevent stroke. There is an anti-stroke diet. They came up with a diet of fruits and vegetables high in antioxidants and potassium, natural vitamin A, omega-3 fatty acids. It was really kind of like the Mediterranean diet, where they don't have cardiovascular problems or cancer or diabetes. So go get a Mediterranean diet cookbook and eat like the Mediterranean folk do. And it's not that hard because it's not that far off. You know, it's just reducing the heavy meats, more fruits and vegetables, olive oil for omega-3 fatty acids. So lots of fresh spinach, fresh fruit, squash, green beans, lima beans, carrots, almonds, avocados, baked potatoes, baked beans, fish, of course, and tomatoes, apricots, you name it. It's just get a book. Get it a Mediterranean cookbook, and you will learn to protect yourself, okay? It'll be like brushing your teeth. You'll get to learn how to do it. And Mediterranean cooking doesn't make you stand in the kitchen all day. It's not a lot of exotic ingredients. You can make something in half an hour. 20 minutes. Lots of things you can do there. Lots of things you can do. Also, watch the beverages. There's this 4-year study out of Japan at Tohoku University. 6,000 women over the age of 40 found if they drank 5 cups of green tea, they cut their stroke risk in half. So green tea, apparently green tea decreases blood pressure. British researchers also compared moderate light alcohol consumption to help provide protection from stroke. So 1 to 2 drinks per day, don't push it, don't go over that, apparently helps relax people, and their blood pressure drops and they're not all uptight. Helsinki University said the same thing. If you go into heavy drinking, the opposite happens. It makes you more likely to have a stroke. So, you know, fine line there. The risk factor goes up if you have more than 2 drinks, okay? So as we've mentioned, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have some tools that you can implement to strengthen the cardiovascular as you adjust the lifestyle, you know, implement that. And if you're worried about things, you can have, you know, as a safety measure, the heart attack pack. It's just a 1-pound pack, and you could thread it through your belt buckle and wear it. So if you're, like, going sightseeing this summer, you can have it with you on the trail. It's very portable. And, you know, when seconds count until help can arrive or you can get to hospital, that will be really paramount to have. Also, they do have that Celtic sea salt, the sun-dried salt, with the 84 micro cardiovascular-friendly minerals in there that will not promote hypertension. And I'm just amazed how, you know, doctors will take all their heart patients off salt, which, you know, the processed salt's bad for you, but they don't know about the mineral-rich salt that's good for your cardio, which helps with the electrolyte so that your nervous system can use those minerals so you get a steady rhythm, heartbeat for the muscle, heart muscle, and so forth. So people are just starved for minerals. And salt, the Celtic salt's a good way to get some of that gum coming back into the system. So check that out. They do have the hawthorn berries to protect the protein fibrinogen in your blood so it doesn't clump together and give you a stroke risk, so you can check that out. They do have heart formulas, and they do have super nutrition. If you're not getting a lot of those amino acids, plant proteins that you want in the diet, try their body food mix. Just throw it in a smoothie or your orange juice or vegetable juice and be amazed. You'll be able to eat lighter because you're so fortified with nutrients, you'll be able to drop the weight. So if weight's an issue for you, that may be the way you want to go. So check it out. Give them a call. Get a catalog. Look it over. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because it puts power in your hands. You have the powerful tools that God said are here for the service of man, and he cannot lie, right? Absolutely. You want whole food supplements that haven't been altered. God's copyright still in there. Yeah, works right. You don't want to change what God created because it's perfect the first time. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, and empower yourself. It'll change your world. It'll rock your world. I mean, when I found this stuff out 20 years ago, I was impressed. I was just like, best kept secret. So we decided to spread the word. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where you get started. And that's where you get saved. In more ways than one. I'm out of time. I got to go. I'll be back. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure diseases. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Bye.